fall, Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. and Bethel Deliverance International Church is hosting Friday Night Explosion Services, where you can experience high praise, heartfelt worship, and powerful messages. Join us Friday, September 16th, as Pastor W. Lonnie Herndon of the Church of Christian Compassion delivers an empowering word from the Lord. Services begin at 7 p.m. at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Winco, Pennsylvania. For more information, call 215-885-2585 or visit BethelDeliverance.org.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
If you look in Deuteronomy chapter 28, and I want to show you something that he put in my heart, and I'm going to make this part of the generosity studies so that you can realize your position. Are you hearing me? If you remember Friday, I asked the question, how many of you need money? And many hands went up, and the Spirit of God said, you're looking at it from that kingdom. But if you look at it from this kingdom, you don't need money. You need wisdom. What was missing with the prodigal son was not money, because he went to his father to ask for the money. But what was missing was wisdom, which means what to do with the money I have. Every one of you in here are wealthy. This is what the Lord showed me. Listen carefully. Every one of you in here are wealthy. And let me tie this in to you both philosophically as well as spiritually. When my daughter was in kindergarten, I was bringing her home from school, and she said, Daddy, why are there so many poor people in the world? And, you know, even at that age, she was developing, you know, such a rational, pragmatic mind because, you know, she got my genes in her. So she was developing that perfection. And so I said to her, I said, well, Nene, let me think about that and I get back to you. Well, you don't tell a child you're going to get back to them unless you get back to them. So later on, she says, Daddy, why are there so many poor people in the world? And the Lord had revealed it to me. He said, because he has placed people in the body of Christ in the world to help those poor people. God did not abandon the poor. We did. He put us here to take care of the poor. If you remember, Jesus said, the gospel have the poor preached to them. Now, the history of that is that poor folk could never get the good news of the kingdom because they were never in a financial position to get it. Now, I need you to think about this. By no means am I racist, but I do love my people. Now, I want you to think about this. We were politically left out of everything. We were financially left out of everything. But if you look at the number of African-American churches that are Pentecostal and look at the churches that they built without substantive professional salaries. My pastor built a church that was cost millions of dollars with people in low income. Why? Because he put his faith in a rich God. Now, here's what God says. God says, every one of my people are wealthy. And here's how you know it. Here's how you know it. Number one, God said, I won't give you more than you can bear. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Number two, God says he will always provide. Do you believe that? Number three, God says in Deuteronomy, I make you the head and not the tail. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Now, here's the key component. He says in Deuteronomy 28, verse 12, listen carefully and say amen if you agree. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure.
Amen.
Say amen if you believe it.
Amen.
If you don't believe it, say, help me, Pastor. Okay, the Lord will open unto you his good treasure. Listen to this. The heaven to give the rain unto the land in his season. Here's what he's saying. Number one, it says the position that God has given to you is to open up his good treasure. That's his position. He's opening up his good treasure. Now notice the shift. It says He will give you the rain for your land in his season and bless your work. Now, here's what he's saying. I'm not dropping money down on you, but I'm blessing your efforts. Notice what it says. He will open up his treasure. Lord, I wish I could preach this today, but I can't. I can't. That's not what I'm tasked to preach. He says he will open his treasure. What is the treasure of God? He gives it to you. Rain, snow, elemental participation. Why? It increases your ability. God says, I can drop $1 million on the farmer, or I can cause it to rain and give him all the crops he needs to make his own million. What is he saying? I will participate if you will. If you will. If you will. So the Word of Faith movement, their participation is in you giving the money. But that's not all. It is also in your participation to do what you're gifted to do. Y'all don't get this. Now, I'm not going to say that anymore. You do get this. Listen carefully. I need you to understand that God doesn't move in small amounts. Now, I don't normally go this way with the people, with my people, because my people need help. I usually reserve this kind of preaching for Japhethites. I'm serious. When I go to a Japhethite church, I preach like this. Why? Because they're visionary. We are reactionary, governmental dependents. So we rejoice when our unemployment goes through. We rejoice when our welfare is approved. What's up with that? You're looking at God putting a Band-Aid on a gunshot wound. You have accepted an impoverished position when Deuteronomy says you are going to receive from the treasure of God. Now, see, you got to, Lord, I got to do this. I got to do this. You've got to think differently. I'm not broke trying to get rich. I'm rich trying to learn how to work it. Work that thing. Work that thing. Do you believe God is a respecter of persons? Then why are the Japhethites successful? Do you believe God is a respecter of persons? Then why are the Shemites successful? Why are the Hamites the only ones not successful? Don't say it's because of a generational curse. When Christ is coming to your life, the curse died. You are to walk in healing, in prosperity, in success in that kingdom. You got to make a kingdom shift. Tell your neighbor, you make the shift. So why does Jesus in the book of Matthew say, seek how the kingdom works? Lord, help me. Lord, help me. You're over there in that kingdom of darkness. You get saved. You're in transition. Now seek how that kingdom works. Listen, you didn't seek how this kingdom worked. You were born into it with its limitations, with its satanic division, with all of the fleshly things. Now you've got to seek how this kingdom works. And I'm going to give you a hint. This kingdom works by verbiage. You will have... My God, hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. Listen to what he says. He will bless all the work of your hands. There it is again. I'm not dropping anything on you. I'm going to bless the work of your hand. Tell your neighbor, don't be lazy. Tell him, get on the good foot. I will bless the work of your hand. Listen to what he says, Christian. Christian, you will lend. How
many of you owe people money? You're out of the will of God. Now, I ain't talking about mortgages and things like that. I'm talking about you went up to somebody and said, let me hold $5. I'm really down. I need $50. Why are you going to them when you got your own bank? They came to Jesus, and first they came to Peter, and they said, does your master pay the temple tax? And Peter said, let me go find out. And he went over to Jesus, and he said, do we pay the temple tax? And Jesus said, what do you think? And Peter said, well, I don't know, because I learned from you that you don't answer questions directly. Every question is always answered with a story. Every time you turn around, there was a man, and there ain't never been no man. You just talking. And so he says to Peter, he said, well, what do you think? Peter said, well, I guess we got to do it. And he said, that's right. We're going to pay that tax because it's the right thing to do. So Peter said, but we don't have no money. He said, go down to the river and catch a fish. Jesus didn't panic. He just stepped into the kingdom. He said, whoop, here we are. I got a fish. Now I need you to see the process. The fish wasn't born with the money in its mouth. Somebody walked past that lake, threw some money into that lake. The fish swam over to get it because God is also Aquaman. And he told that fish what to do. He sent mental telepathy called the will of God. Fish swam over, scooped up the money, held it in its mouth, didn't push it through its digestive system, held it in its mouth until Jesus, the other Aquaman, sent a message to the fish who swam to the surface and put the money in Peter's hand. I want you to know there's a whole lot that's involved in getting you blessed. And I want you to understand that the blessing of August the 14th did not come on August 14th. It started back on September of 2010. Oh, saints of God, I need somebody to understand what I'm talking about. Your God does not bless you today from today. He already planned that thing to see if you are willing to move in that kingdom dynamic, because you are not supposed to be the tail. You are supposed to be the head. Now get yourself together and reap the harvest of your effort. Oh, bless the Lord. Kingdom does not mean it happens to me. It means God works with me. But as a people, we're used to things being done for us. Now listen to what he said. Verse 13, and the Lord shall make you the head. Tell somebody, I'm the head. He said, and not the tail. He said, and you shall be above. Tell him, I'm above. And you shall not be beneath. Glory to God. We've been talking about faith. Faith.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
08216.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Bethel Deliverance app is now available to download for free at the Apple Store and Google Play. You can view sermons, listen to audio messages, send prayer requests, communicate through social media, and you can contribute to the ministry using today's technology. Go to the Apple Store or Google Play and download Bethel Deliverance to get connected today.